You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What's up, Luke?
What's up, Trent? How you doing, my yard?
It's good to see you, man. I'm glad you can be on my Train Cash show. And what I'm going to do for, you know, this show is just basically interview on what you do. And since you are an artist and you're a musician, you know, we want to talk about your music and kind of how you brought it up and where you came from, all that good stuff. So, but let me just ask you, since we used to work together, traveling all around the world, do you ever think we'd be sitting down talking on a podcast about this stuff? I feel like we were just in hotel rooms all around the world and, you know, planes and stuff. And I just think it's pretty cool. What do you think?
Like, training, like, from the first time I ever touched, like, the grounds of Plymouth, and I saw these guys out here, my dude Trainer, man, shout out to Big Daddy, you already know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, shout out to him. But I think Trainer, like, we had conversations through, like, everything, from every car ride, from every plane flight, you feel me? But I think that we already knew it was always going to be something special.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
We never knew exactly, like, how it would be, like, music or, like, podcast-wise. But
yeah, man.
I mean, we always had, like, dope dreams, you
for
know what
sure.
I'm saying? So conversing about it from the time that you say, hey, what's up, to mm-hmm. now, to where we at now, I think that this is a year of ownership. So I'm glad to see you doing your thing. I'm glad to see that we still, you know, making moves.
For
so
sure,
dope. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, and once you sent me one of your tracks, and I was like, this is awesome, you're still doing it, and I reached out to you, and you're just like, hell yes, you know, basically didn't have to, you know, talk to you through it or anything. Back when, you know, we first met, you know, you would always be on your phone, and you'd always be, and this is kind of before cell phones were really, like, too big.
Like, and pop it.
Yeah,
you know?
What I'm
like,
and I'm
what?
Like, why are you, and, you know, we're working, we're, like, going through all this stuff, and I'm like, why is he just always looking at his phone? And you told me that you were writing lyrics, you know, you're writing your music, and I was just like, damn, he's not talking to a girl or anything like that? And you're like,
nah. Because you got to think about it, like, coming from, like, 7 Mile, East State Fair, like, reps up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
FNF is what we do, you know? Friends and family is what, like, we really established based off of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to go after, like, the material things.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what we want because that's what we grew up on. You know,
sure,
we grew
yeah.
up on, like, Big Pimpin' videos. But in order for us to, like, make more music and mm-hmm. to do it bigger than what they know our potential is,
yeah,
I had to, like, get out of the hood.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you saw me go on the beach. You saw me go, like, in the car ride, like, headphones on at all times. I feel like that's when I was like, we here now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I want all of us to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just my coworkers,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, my friends should do it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But me being on my phone, I probably had like, I got to tell you guys this story. I had an Evo.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, my Evo. I'm sorry.
I
had an Evo that has more music in there than any, I feel like what I was really passionate about when I first started writing music. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That Evo, you see, I'm teared up. I'm tearing up about it. But, like, my iPhone still comes into play because I feel like with the modern-day technology,
yeah.
we can, like, write on the go now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have, like, the notepad or the pen like we used to. But it's just, like, having that iPhone now.
Yeah.
And reps up to Steve Jobs. Sign
yeah.
me.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
But it's just to the point where, you know, I was able to get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you guys see me, it was just like, we didn't relate to each other, but we all had the same goal.
Yeah.
And so, like, through conversations, we all came together, and that's when I introduced you to the music. And when you guys told me not to stop doing it,
yeah.
that's when I'm like, okay, maybe I might have something here, you
yeah.
know? Because you guys didn't, like, dive into the music until I introduced you to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys introduced me to a lot of stuff, too. So I was like, well, this might be something. This could, like,
yeah.
be now, or what we're doing now. So that's what the phone was for. I
yeah.
wasn't avoiding you guys. I
no,
wasn't
no, not at all. I mean, you're using it in an yeah. actual good way instead of just, like, wasting time. And that's what I always yeah. remembered about it. And, you know, does that writing process, is that, like, how you still do it? Or are you just always, like, wait, like, kind of observing, you know, the world and just, like, throwing down ideas in your phone? How does that work?
I think that the more that we live and the more that we party, the more I write.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's what we really speak our truth on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't go to, you know, Dubai right now.
Yeah.
But the music that we're writing, hopefully should get us a round trip.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully.
Yeah,
but
man.
I think that if we stick to the truth, I only write what I see.
Yeah.
And I write what only people that know me can relate to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know me now.
For sure.
So you was like, okay, well, I can see him doing that. And everybody in this room, you know, sound engineer. She's getting it on me now, but eventually she'll probably get the link, you know what I'm saying? But it's just to the point where I wanted to introduce myself and with people that come with me, because we started off Sony Vegas. Sony Vegas, it was like a little sound recording system that we used to do at Detroit Tech, which is one of the top high schools in Michigan. You guys will never know about it. But it's still to the point where, you know, we really wanted to always stay and down, like 10 toes down with each other.
Yeah.
You know, so it may have started out with 9 guys, you know, when we graduated, but now the people that I got around me is what I need.
Yeah.
So the more that they're around me, the more things that I do is the things that we have done in order for me to write what I, you know, I'm doing now. So it's pretty dope.
Yeah. No, and your music is so fun and so awesome to listen to because, you know, you're just basically talking about partying and, you know, having a good time and all that. Is that, like, what is, like, the influence of your music, you would say?
I say my family and my friends, because it's like when you out and you about, it's good to, like, have fun and party by yourself, but nobody else sees it, you know? And it's good to party with people that don't know you, but that's only a smile for, like, until the lights come on and everybody got to leave the club.
Yeah.
But when you see, like, your friends and your family do it, and you see them enjoy every bottle you pop and every wood that we roll, and, like, coming from, you know, the east side of the 7, you know, reps up, it's just to the point where we see a lot of people that didn't make it out of that. We saw a lot of people that, you know, abuse the lifestyle. You know, we know from guidance and, like, from having, like, OGs around us, you know, to, like, say, hey, don't do it this way, but you can still have fun and do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? So it's just to the point where if my friends and my family are around me and they're happy, you know, every dollar that we spend, we're spending it together. You know, it used to be a dollar for 4 bags of chips.
Yeah.
And now we used to split that. Now it's, I was just talking to my homie Sully. He was saying, like, you know, and now it's $2 for a bag of chips, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll still split that, you know, if that's all we had, you know. So if that's all we got to make the party last, that's what's going in the party tray.
Yeah.
If we got 1 2-liter of Faygo, that's what's going in the punch bowl. But I just like to see my friends and my family happy. That's why I do it, really.
Well, that's good. And, you know, it takes a lot of heart to, you know, say that, because I feel like a lot of people, especially, like, in music and stuff, you know, it's like, it's all about me. It's all about me. So, you know, you can't really do these big dreams alone, I think. And, you know, you saying that just shows that. So when, like, you're doing, like, we got to kind of go back a little bit, because we got to say you're Luke Payne, but who are you?
My name is Luke Andre Payne. I give you the full government, but please call me Slim.
Motor Slim.
Motor
That's
Slim,
it.
You know. And I, like I said, I'm from Detroit, you know, and, like, DTW, we abbreviated because Detroit ain't what Local 4 is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I came from, like I said, 7 Mile State Fair, Rye Appel, shared sideways with East Lance, you know, but it's just to the point where we know where that is.
Yeah.
We know where that's it, like, where that is. And everybody just broadcasts the outskirts of the hood, you know? But they don't never bring the people who brought the hood up, but never, like, got nothing on their name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we respect where we came from because it's Detroit.
Yeah.
And we don't want everybody to say, hey, I'm going to Detroit, be careful. You know, we want people to say, hey, let's fly into Detroit because they made it popping.
Yeah.
You know, it's safe because they there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still got, like, Eminem, Big Sean, and even if you look at, like, Cash Out, Dope Boys, you know, them who doing, like, they're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They stayed together when everybody said that their music wouldn't be what they wanted it to be. And I think that because we are from the same city, we know what we want our city to be. You know, we know what we want our city to be. Together, we can make that happen. But, you know, we need sponsors, you know, in order to, for people to believe in our dream. We got a dream and we've been chasing it. But in order for us to know that it's concrete, everybody got to believe in it. You know, so coming from Detroit, I just don't want people to know Motor Slim.
Yeah.
I want people to know Luke.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just to the point where my friends know that side of me. But, you know, the more you do entertainment, the more you do the trend, you know, they sometimes you get washed up in that. You know, you can't say I look up to Jay-Z and not say one line from Jay-Z without everybody saying, oh, he took it from Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, what are we looking up to?
Yeah.
Like, Detroit should be looking up to Spain or Paris to say, like, okay, that's what we should do to our streets. At least put a couple potholes up. We just came up, you know, 696, like, cover that up for us. But
you gotta watch out.
You know what I'm saying? But we know what we want. We want rec centers for everybody who didn't give it to us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like Detroit for, because it's the Motor City, but we grind like brat, like bad breaks, and I put that in a couple lyrics, you know, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the Motor City, but we grind like bad breaks because we came from like hoopties and we want Maybachs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just the city. I want people to know. I want Detroit to know, Luke. And they're going to soon know it this year. I know it. This is a good year for me. So it's a year of ownership.
Yeah. Well, what do you, when someone comes up to you, like you meet somebody new, and you say that, you know, you're a musician, you know, you write your own stuff and you do all this stuff and you're Motor Slim. Like, what are your, what are the reactions you usually get from that?
I try to at least give them a link. You know, I at least try to say, like, here's, play my music, because it's all headphone music, you know, but when I do see a lot of people come up to me and they say, like, you know what, keep doing it, that means the most to me, because now not only do I got my family and my friends support, now I'm establishing more support.
Yeah.
You see, like, when we was always on the road, I was still writing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I do get there in that city, I can go to this place to eat.
Yep.
I can go stay in this hotel. So now I'm comfortable here. So I can move through the city and not feel like I have to be antisocial to the community because I'm famous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when people come up to me, we was doing shows and like a Vibe Studio, you know, shout out to them on 6 Mile in Southfield. We did one show out there and nobody believed in that.
Yeah.
Nobody believed in that hole in the wall, quote unquote, no disrespect, but that's what we see it as.
Yeah.
But when we did that show, now it's popping. Mm-hmm. Not only because we was doing it, but because they still said, you know what, our hole in the wall is our mansion. You feel me?
Yeah.
And they did that. So I feel like when people do walk up to me and say, hey, Luke, you know, you did it, or Slim, you did it, you know, keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's what my friends been telling me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't have any videos right now because I wanted to perfect the craft.
For sure,
you know, you know, you just can't just say, hey, I got 50 songs, but now no one knows any of those 50 songs.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what's going on with those, so they want to see who it is. So I do apologize for not being seen, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, to the most part, like, I appreciate all the respect and the support that I get from doing me, you know? Yeah. So.
And that's what, you know, you got to – it is kind of weird talking about yourself, you know, and, like, trying to spread the word and all that. But, you know, that's what you got to do, because you got a message to say, you know, especially with music. And I always admire that out of, like, artists that do music, because, you know, they can do it from, you know, playing guitar, you know, this, DJ, singing, all that stuff. You know, you got to somehow, you know, get your words out there. And I give that, you know, a lot of credit. Do you have a lot of people that kind of go against you? And what do you do in those situations?
That really just fuels me.
Yeah, it fuels you more?
I think that for the most part,
because haters are going to hate me.
They're going to hate. You know it, though. You know, and let them do it, though.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you wouldn't have a podcast if someone told you, hey, you shouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're like, well, I think I can do it better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then a lot of people that's doing it, that's the same way I did with rapping.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, hey, you may not be like Kendrick right now, but what if I did get Kendrick?
Yeah.
Or what if I didn't have to be Kendrick to get a Grammy?
Yeah.
Like, what if you turn this podcast into The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I feel like it motivates me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take it as you just trying to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. You just trying to do this. You just trying to do what a lot of people say, man, that's already been done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what's the point if Jordan was here, then we had Kobe.
Yeah.
Now we got LeBron. It's supposed to keep going. It's not supposed to be like, stop here, because they did that.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, let's all come together and do what we got to do and own everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that haters going to hate.
Yeah.
You know that?
That's very true. Yeah.
And I like, it's Traincast?
Yeah, Traincast. Yeah.
Like, that's dope, though. Yeah.
You know trainer, like, podcast, you know, kind of.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
But it's, you know, talking about those heroes and those, you know, people that have made it. I mean, even at one point, they were getting that as well. You know, someone being like, "You're not going to be anything. Right, you know, you're not going to be the next athlete or the next musician or the next whatever." And I think that, you know, quote of saying, "You know, success is the best revenge." You know, speaks louder than any other words. So, but how would you describe your music, though, if you could?
I would consider it a vibe, more so of a feeling. It's just, like I said, I don't really write off of what I want to happen. I really write like what we just did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that highlights everything in regards to what Instagram you can post. A lot of things we can't even post on social media, but we can say more. You get what I'm saying? Like if you write something down on a, like a piece of paper, you can say more than you would writing it down on a piece of paper than you would texting it.
Yeah.
Or saying it face to face with somebody, you know? But I feel like our music is more so like of a feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've been going against, like, you know, my stream of, like, thoughts by saying, hey, I want this to be, like, the next, like, Blueprint or the next Good Kid, Mad City or the next, like, the Sideline Story, you know? But it's not. Mm-hmm. It'll never be that. But what we feel and what we do, that'll always be like, hey, I remember that. You know, we still got a Henny collection, and every bottle that I got on that table has a story behind it.
Yeah.
I may not be able to highlight each and every bottle. There's so many, you know.
For sure,
it's just to the point where our music is feeling. It's really feeling. It's what you feel. It's what we do. It's what we love. It's what we live for, you know. And a lot of things that we love, we will die for. And that's more of, like, family and friends, if anything. So, yeah, it's pretty dope.
Damn, that's deep. Yeah, that's a good answer.
See, I'm ready for him. Yeah. I told you I was coming with it.
Well, I knew. Like, I could just wind up Luke and he'll just tell me everything I want to know. That's good.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah. You know it.
What is it like being in the music business? Because I've heard it's very competitive and, you know, I don't know if you talk to other artists that are trying to do, you know, their own thing as well. And is it more of a support thing or is it like kind of, you know, you stay clear and just like, just do your own? Like, how does that all, you know, like, what's that like behind the scenes, I would say?
I would say, like, when I went to Houston, I got my first taste of it, you know, and just being out there for like a year and like 5 months. Shout out to Houston. You know, they showed me a different culture.
Yeah.
And a different side of the music because they're... That movement or that Southern hospitality is real.
Yeah.
If we had like maybe an ounce of that here, you know, everyone would like be a part of Detroit.
Yeah.
And not saying, hey, you know what? When you get there, I'll see you there. When you go down to other cities and you go down to other places where music you don't know about, like the Chopped and Screwed movement, a lot of people didn't know about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Pimp C and DJ Screw. But like Houston showed me a lot. You know, they was telling me like, hey, you know what, you should do it this way and don't tell nobody you do it until they see it now.
Yeah.
Because that's what I came back with. I came back with that mentality because it was like, just show them.
Yeah.
Because that's how your city looked. But I'm like, nah, y'all shouldn't be looking at us like that. But they broke it down like, okay, if one person down, they going to wait for that one person to say, hey, I've been through this, to say, hey, I understand where you came from. Here go a deal or something like that.
Yeah.
But then if you go down to like Houston, they say, oh, you know what? Come with me. Let me show you this real quick.
Yeah.
And then do it this way. And then work with this person. And then hold this support to them and hold that man accountable. And then everybody works together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if Detroit had just an ounce of just teamwork, and we haven't even tried it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We haven't even tried it yet. It's just, let's just try it.
Yeah.
And then I think that Detroit will already be one of the cities that music comes from, you know what I'm saying? Not just for the soul and the Motown vibes, but a lot of creativity because we got a lot of graffiti coming on now and we got a lot of modern day art coming on now.
That's everywhere.
Exactly. And that's everywhere, but a lot of people don't get credit for it.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like if everybody really come together and say, hey, let's do it this way, we good.
Hell so, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, having those two scenes from like Detroit and Houston, like you're saying, like, do you bring, are you planning maybe to like kind of branch out and see other cities like that, like maybe like Chicago or something like that, just to kind of see what that's like and, you know, get influenced by that?
Yeah, I think that I'm not going to stop just from Detroit and Houston.
Yeah.
But I think that was really like the clash of the titans.
For sure.
Because it was just like I see one big city, but then I see another big city and I was able to live in both and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And just make adjustments, you know, but I never will stop moving. You know, I was just telling Sully recently, like a few months back, I was like, man, look, I'm having one of them edges that I need to go off again. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we did all the time.
Yeah.
Like we could be tired here for 3 days, go back and forth with family, friends, girlfriends.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, else we was going through. But knowing that Sunday, we all linking up again and we out, you know, but just to live that life, we got spoiled by that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that was really addictive to me.
For sure.
Like round trips here, round trips there, you know.
Felt like a baller.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it was just a lot of the dreams that I got from just putting the time in. My regular 9-to-5 will cause me to always keep moving. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I can take my friends with me, because I didn't have them all down in Houston.
Yeah.
But if I did my first show with everybody that I have from Detroit down in Houston, yeah, it would be crazy.
Hell yeah.
And I think that that movement would be stronger because then they would take all of us.
Uh-huh.
Now in Detroit, not saying it's divided because it's coming together now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sean always made contributions to the city. Eminem make contributions to the city, but it's just, they shouldn't be the only ones
mm-hmm.
doing it in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand rebuilding 7 Mile, but what about 8 Mile? What about 9 Mile?
Yeah.
What about 6 Mile, 5 Mile? And keep rebuilding, because we can't just have one strip looking good.
Yeah.
Because if you go down to any other city, it ain't no abandoned houses, it ain't no abandoned storefronts, mm-hmm. everything is up to date, palm tree swinging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like we need to just, you know, that expensive taste needs to come down here to Detroit. That's all. That's it.
I know, because the city is definitely, you know, evolving and getting better and all that, you know, because everyone, you know how it was when we would travel and mm-hmm. stuff, it'd be like, oh, I'm from Detroit. It's like, oh, like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even me, you know, yeah, it's like, I'm like, I actually don't really live in Detroit, but it's close, you know, but they definitely feels like, you know, having, like, what you're trying to do is, like, you know, like, spread the word and, like, be positive about it and stuff, you know, that would make people, you know, respect Detroit a lot more.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, I mean, if your music does that, that's really powerful.
So. Because we need to party. Everybody keeps saying it's the murder capital. So I'm like, well.
But we're all having a good time.
You know what I'm saying? Let's have a good time now.
Yeah.
If everybody's saying it's so cold in the D, which it is.
It is
You
cold.
Know, it's very, very cold.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's super cold.
No one
but,
likes it.
You know, everyone hates it. But imagine if we substitute that thought for partying.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what? We Luke making the music that we party to.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
And then it's like we maybe put down the guns.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. But I don't really see it being like a dangerous city to land in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe stay here for 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then fly back home.
And you just got to be smart. I mean, any city can be bad, right? You know,
exactly.
If you're walking down, like, you know, with your eyes closed and just like an idiot.
You
like,
somewhere
yeah.
you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Hey, come
you
on.
You should get smacked
come
across
on, now,
the
like,
face.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that if we really hold people accountability, like give them everything that they should be like, okay, should you have been there?
Yeah.
And no, I shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Well, that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But I think that's what happens in Detroit.
Yeah.
Do what you should do, and then go places that you should go.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you want to come down to another person's side and talk crazy, that's what you chose to do.
Yeah.
But here, like, with our gang and what we want to do is just, we want to bring everybody together just for maybe 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks on the house, something like
that,
you know, but that's our vibe. It's just more feeling. We don't need a lot of things to have fun. But
yeah.
I do say, like, if we had a deal, our good times would be long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. So it's pretty dope.
Yeah, I know. I was down in Detroit probably like last month, and I love going down there. And I never thought in my entire life, especially we're talking about, it's like, you know, everyone's like outside of Detroit so intimidated by it. But I went down to a bar and played Super Mario Brothers at a bar, you know, I'm like in the city, you know, and I just thought it was so wild because people would be so afraid to go downtown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm playing Super Nintendo down here, drinking beers, having good times, and everyone's just chilling, having a, you know, a great Saturday. And it was
and
awesome.
That's exactly what it is, because like everyone only sees it for Local 4.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You don't see it until you get in there.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that we bring. You know what I'm saying?
Because
just like you took the stand and said, you know what, it's not as bad as people make it seem.
I always have fun.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's what our music is. Mm-hmm. All we're saying is just have fun and still do what you have to do. You know, we're not going to like quit our day job or nothing like that, but it's to the point where if it caused us to quit our day job, at least we do know we're together.
For sure.
We're
going
to make the right decisions together and we're going to move right, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that once you get in the city, have fun and go places that you need to go.
Yeah.
And then do what you want to do and then see exactly what it is and get your own, like, thought about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't go off of what someone else said about it, you know? Really think about what you feel about the city, and that's what we came to grips with already, because we love the city, we love to be here, we know it's cold. But if you go to the right places, you can have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's what caused us to always be on the east side and the west side.
Yeah.
You know, like we parallel parked on both sides. That's what I would say. So it's pretty dope.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about, like, you know, the process of making music and stuff, since I don't really understand it too much.
Yeah.
But what is it like when you're in the studio doing one of your songs compared to like doing it live? Like, what is the difference between both of those?
I think nothing compares to doing anything live.
Yeah, live's like, totally different.
What we're doing right now, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you really have to, like, who is, you know, Luke?
Yeah.
Like, the personality comes out.
For sure.
But I think, like, behind a microphone, you know, and you write it down, that's, it's more personal, I would say.
Yeah.
But, like, when you write it, when you're on stage, you can bring it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even I feel like, you know, it's restrictions when it comes to writing. Like, it takes a lot. Like, sometimes I can, I'm at the stoplight writing. Mm-hmm. Like, I might just listen to a beat for, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
And have the song already done. You know, but it's just my process of writing. I cherish that because, like, words matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wrote, like I was telling you earlier, like, if you wrote a note to someone and they didn't get a chance to hear your voice behind it, they can only take about, they can only think about how you said it when you wrote it. But it's like, that's why I like writing music because it's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can say more, I can think more. It's free.
Yeah.
But when it comes to performing, which I have been doing lately, just to see how I want to go about it, you know what I'm saying? That's when I was like, yeah, this is it. This is like release therapy here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, release
I was
therapy. Like, whoa, that sounds it. Like an album right there.
Yeah, right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me write that down. But I mean, I think that when you're on stage, like when you're really on stage and you can really hear the things that you write and then come to life, and then you see everybody else like vibing to it.
Yeah,
man. It's scary.
I was going through your Instagram just like, you know, kind of saying, what's Luke been up to? And I saw you doing, I don't know where you were at, I forgot, but you were
Vibe
just,
Studio.
That
Vibe
was,
Studio,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. But you were so in your element, just going crazy and just singing, looking at that camera. I was like getting goosebumps just from my phone. It was like just so funny to see somebody that you know, but performing at that level. I mean, that's, you know, you're definitely doing that in that sense. And I thought it was so cool to see that. So, like, what was that like? That was pretty crazy.
I think that was our first show here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our first show at Vibes. And it was just, I was like, okay, I got everybody here.
Yeah.
Everybody that I thought that should have been there,
yeah.
They were there. So that really played a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It came to the point where I was like, you know what? This is all or nothing here.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was telling you, like, in Houston, I didn't have them.
Yeah.
So when I saw them all there, I was like, yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not holding back on this, you know? But it's just, it got emotional.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because I was like, okay, if we all going to do this 24/7 or we saying we want to do this,
yeah,
we got to do this every night.
Yep.
You know? And it was just like, okay, let's see how people react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they react well to it, then, you know, you either get a like or you get scrolled up.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that a lot of things that I do and I post, I feel like social media is an outlet for me to express myself and be free, you know what I'm saying, and let people in on what our lifestyle is. You know, not let them, you know, really, really in because, you know, you can't. Because now that comes with trust, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think that the people that I have introduced it to, like as far as the public goes, they reacted pretty like well to it.
Hell
so
yeah.
it's pretty nice. Yeah.
You got them all going crazy from those videos I saw.
Yeah.
And like, how do you manage like social media? Because it can be so stretched out and kind of confusing for a lot of people. But when I think someone has like a dream and trying to do something, if it's, you know, music, photography, whatever, I mean, social media is so important. Like, how do you use it?
I think that even when I get to where I want to be at, I'm still going to manage my own social media account because that's what started everything.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anyone to say, hey, Luke, I'm going to post this for you.
Yeah.
Like, no.
That'd be weird.
Like, that'd be weird. Yeah. Like, I would have to, like, who checks off on selfies?
Yeah, exactly.
So does he hold the camera while I take selfies now? But I would say more so, even social media is like my like a collage for me, like my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because now that's like, okay, we did this here at this city, this here in this city, but I posted this for y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have access to my personal life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always in control of that because we started from, like, MySpace. But we knew that when you go to that person page, I did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I personalized this. I put the YouTube video on there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always going to manage my social media accounts because that's what I will give people access and how people view me
yeah.
in regards to what I create as far as what y'all see and what we just did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to manage my account. I don't see how people do that. That's, yeah, that's crazy.
And that's a lot of trust into somebody. Like, here.
Here's your selfie.
Like,
100 likes.
You know, if you just piss off that person that was controlling it, like, it's like they could just
Screw you over from there. You can slide in everyone's DMs after that. Yeah. If you screwed them over, they're sliding in everyone's DM.
That's pretty funny.
They're sliding in everyone's DM.
Well, let's wrap this up, man. Do you got any shout outs or any plugs you'd want to put in for yourself?
Yeah. I want to shout out the whole FNF gang, friends and family, Planet Music, True Chief, 7 Mile East, east side of west side, like I said, born on both sides, parallel parked on both sides. Trainer, thanks for really having me here. My dude Sully here, my dude James here. Mm-hmm. We're probably gonna go back and have some fun. but follow me on Instagram at MotorSlim. It's a link on that page as well. Album coming soon. February, end of February, February 28th. I was gonna drop it on the 14th, but I'll show love anyway and drop a song. But it's dope. The year of ownership. We're good to go.
Cool. Yeah, MotorSlim's the real deal, everyone. Check them out. And you can listen to this at podcastdetroit.com. This will be up soon and on my website at trainerpodcast.com. And yeah, man, this has been awesome. It's been fun. We got to do this again soon. So we'll talk, man. This is awesome.
Slim.